Good morning.
Good morning.
This is our second Sunday of Lent. And if you've been traveling with us for the end of Epiphany and the beginning of Lent, we have been looking at our baptismal covenant and the seven gifts of the Spirit, which I know you all know by heart now. And so we have covered wisdom and understanding, fortitude, piety, the fear of the Lord, and lastly, we are doing the gift of counsel, which we know more as the gift of prudence, the cardinal virtue of prudence, which helps us discern right action for the greatest good. But the gift of counsel actually is prudence on steroids. And it adds a gentleness and a peacefulness. It's an inner state of peacefulness that allows us to hear the Spirit and to move with the Spirit. So we hear today in the Gospel of John, in the story of Nicodemus, that we have to be born of spirit. That is, born from above, in the sense that we have been born in the horizontal world, and we are invited to be born into the vertical world, and to grow this way rather than to grow old, as we do chronologically. So the gift of counsel is that sense of inner peace that helps us discern the will of God in all things. It can be very practical, and it can also be very impractical. As you hear this morning, God called Abraham to leave his nation, to leave his clan or tribe, and to also leave his family and to go to a place that God would appoint for him, to an unknown place. Can you imagine receiving that call? And it would take a great deal to work through that inside until one came to a sense of peace and knowing that if God is calling me, it must be for my greatest good and for the greatest good of everyone else. So here we see that side that is kind of impractical. I myself, when I felt a call to ordination of the priesthood, was a little frightened with this, to leave everything, to take on exorbitant debt for a job that doesn't pay you very much, and yes, and do this. Why? It didn't make practical sense. But God's ways are not always logical on the horizontal plane. It's a calling, a sense of knowing inside ourselves what is the right thing to do in the right moment. When I, when we were being trained for pastoral counseling, I remember one of the things, you can know the right thing to say, but if you don't say it at the right moment, it's not the right thing to say. It's that sense of knowing in yourself when you need to shut up and when you need to initiate. And it's not a super ego thing that comes over and whacks us on the head. It's sort of an inner knowing, like, oh, I need to pull back. I need to step forward. It's a gentleness, a peacefulness in us where we have a sense of what is the right thing to do in the moment. And sometimes we're not supposed to do anything but be a witness in compassion. The corresponding beatitude to the gift of counsel is, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. And I would say merciful in our baptismal covenant corresponds to respecting the dignity of every person. The dignity of every person means that everyone has inherent value. Dignity is different from respect. Respect needs to be earned. And, you know, not everyone deserves our respect, but everyone deserves to be treated with dignity. That they are God's creation, we acknowledge that they have the image of God in them. And it isn't my decision to know whether they have worth or not. It is simply a given by their very existence. And so, being merciful is really knowing what is the right thing to do in the right moment. We witness this by our bishop, one of our bishops in the Episcopal Church, pleading with someone to have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. And one of the things that we don't understand about mercy is that mercy is reciprocal. We may beg God for mercy, but begging God for mercy is really not understanding that we are swimming in God's mercy. It's like the fish wanting to know where the water is. It's there. It's the very fabric of the universe, or the matrix of the universe, is mercy. Cynthia Bourgeau says that mercy is God's innermost being turned outward to support the visible and created universe in unbreakable love. That is mercy. So for someone to have the gift of counsel, which we all do, And all of the gifts need to be nurtured in ourselves. We first need to recognize that everyone is made in the image of God. And we all have God's mercy. God doesn't pick and choose who gets mercy and who doesn't. It is the character of God to be merciful. But see, we don't like that. Because we like to divide it up and these deserve punishment and these deserve mercy. That's our dualistic mindset because we live in a meritocracy where we think everything has to be earned. But God's mercy is not like that. God's mercy is given to all. We are swimming in God's mercy. Actually, the root word of mercy is merk, which gives us the word mercantilism, exchange. And one of the things that I never understood is Gurdjieff says that we need to be merciful to God. What? I need to be merciful to God to have mercy on God because God is the one who is sustaining the universe. Can you imagine what that's like? And he says we need to tap into God's own suffering. You see, God created us because God wanted to be in relationship with us and that we would be co-creators. And when we understand that God also deserves our mercy, it completely changes this whole dynamic of thinking that these people only deserve mercy and these people deserve judgment. It requires vulnerability, exchange, relationship. The gift of counsel is the ability to have an inner discernment to know the will of God. And to do that, I have to cultivate in myself an inner peace so that I am available to Spirit. One of the things that we learn on the journey is that we often want to do things our way, and then we discover that that wasn't such a great idea. And we begin to learn that even if it doesn't make sense, God's way is always the best for us and for everyone else, all of our relationships. The gift of counsel helps us to know and to listen, to be guided by Spirit in everything that we do. And in order to do that, we need to be present to the presence of God. One of the things that the gift of counsel teaches us is that when we find ourselves not at peace in ourselves, it's probably an indication that we're off course. And so we can begin to realize, you know, I'm grasping for something rather than moving with spirit. The gift of counsel is the ability to know what is right in every moment. And mercy is very similar to compassion. Compassion is that gift that teaches us to see different perspectives. Compassion is the only field that holds every perspective. It's the only field that can hold every perspective. If we're not in a state of compassion, we cannot tolerate different perspectives. We have to be open, vulnerable, willing to have mercy, to open to understand. And as we've learned in the past Sundays, that all of these gifts work together with one another. The gift of knowledge is that mourning, that sense of mourning when we realize we're not doing the right thing and we need to go in the other direction. We have to have mercy on the car alarm. So, the gifts of the Spirit work together in us to perfect salvation in us and to give us strength and courage to act in unusual circumstances, and sometimes to take on ministries that we would not have any proclivity towards unless God were nudging us. Thank you. And so, you know, it's like, you know, many times we have opportunities, we're called to serve on the vestry. We're not really inclined to do so. But if God is truly calling us to some kind of ministry, it's probably what we need for our own spiritual development, and that we have gifts that can benefit the community. I love what the outreach team is doing right now and setting up little posters in the back and inviting us to explore, to listen to the Spirit and see where we are being called by Spirit to serve. And sometimes it may not be what we gravitate towards. We might have a little resistance. And to tell you the truth, often if God is calling to us to do something, usually there is resistance. That's a sign of being called. So it's something that we have to work through in ourselves. But the gift of counsel is that gentle, peaceful nudge So sometimes pulls us back, sometimes nudges us forward, but ultimately allows us to choose. But if the Spirit is wooing us, it's for our greatest good and the greatest good of every life that we touch. That is the gift of counsel. Amen.
Amen.